When I was turning 16, I couldn't wait for my driver's license. You know, I was very excited for that idea of a little bit more freedom, a little bit more responsibility, and I especially was very excited because my dad drove a Z28 Camaro, which was not so bad, right? But what I was not prepared for was that my parents were also looking forward very much to me getting a driver's license because it meant there was another person who could be sent on errands, right? And I could go out for milk or eggs or batteries or whatever. In fact, that was actually my first solo drive, was going out for a package of AA batteries. And it was whatever it was. I was not really prepared for that because when I was getting my driver's license, I was thinking mostly about myself, right? And how much freedom I wanted and how I could finally go all of these different places that I either was too far to walk or ride my bike or whatever. All these other places were now kind of in reach for me, and I was thinking about how much that would benefit me and not how much it would benefit my family. And I think sometimes the Christian life feels that way, right? We come to Christ and we start thinking about how great this is for me, and it is, right? Just like getting a driver's license really did give me that freedom and that responsibility to do some of those things. And it's the same with Jesus, right? I come to Jesus, I come to know him, I come to love him, I come to serve him, and something starts to happen in my heart. So my life starts to change and conversion actually starts taking hold. And I start to think to myself, this is wonderful. But it's only half of it, right? Which is why this gospel passage is so important, right? Jesus starts by summoning the 12, right? His closest friends. And the first thing that he does in this gospel is he sends them on an errand. It says Jesus summoned the 12 and he sent them out two by two to go and announce the gospel of the Lord, to go and proclaim to the people that the kingdom of God is at hand, to go and say to people, you're not left alone, that there is a God who knows you and loves you, and you can come into that relationship with him. And in fact, he's right over here. His name is Jesus. Come, come and see for yourself. They get sent out on errands, right? Once they're licensed, they get sent out. And I guess that's the question for us is, are we being sent? I think the answer is yes. I think the answer has always been yes for those who are in that relationship with Jesus, is that it's never meant just for you. It is meant for you, right? And please don't take it away that Father, this new priest just comes in and says, oh, Jesus isn't for you, right? He is, right? Let's be very clear about that. But it's not just for you. Your graces that you receive are not just for you. We all know that family member, that co-worker who perhaps has drifted away or fallen away, or that Jesus thing just isn't for me. He is. Jesus is for everyone. And for those who don't know that yet, it's our responsibility. It's our task. It's our license to be sent out, not for our own glory, to say, look at how great I am at being a disciple, look at how many people I bring with me to church, but to really advance the kingdom of God and to bring those people that we know and love into that same relationship that we enjoy. And so we ask ourselves, Lord, who is it that you have in my life that you're sending me to? Who is it in my life that you're sending me out on an errand for? Who is it that you're looking for that you maybe can't get in any other way but through my words, through my actions, through my prayers? Show me that person, Lord. Lord, send me on that errand. And you know what? I'm actually really afraid about this. Jesus, I've not done a lot of this before. I don't know how it's going to go, so give me courage. Give me peace. Give me strength, right? When I start making prayers like that, what I start to notice is that they actually work. And that as I'm asking the Lord for inspiration, as I'm asking the Lord for strength, as I'm asking the Lord for peace, not only does it come, but what also comes is that missionary zeal, that desire to be sent out. So let's not be afraid, my brothers and sisters, to act like the first apostles. Let's not be afraid to be summoned to Jesus, right? Because it always starts and ends by coming to Christ, right? So let's not be afraid to be summoned here to this church to receive the same Jesus from this altar who gave the 12 these instructions we just heard about. Let's not be afraid to come here and receive that strength, receive that grace, receive that instruction that we need. But then let's not be afraid to go out. We come in here to bring Jesus out there, not to hoard him for ourselves and think about how great we are. Let's ask for the grace, because it takes grace. Let's ask for the grace to be sent out. Let's ask for the grace to be missionary disciples. Let's ask for the grace to put into practice all of these stories we hear about in theory. Let's ask the Lord. Really ask the Lord, where do you want me to go? And then let's have the courage to actually go.